Welcome back. In this session, we're going to be thinking, feeling, exploring nourishment. The mantras that go with today's lesson are honor, loyalty, and commitment to my true self, feed my soul. I can go to my cabin in the woods for retreat and restoration whenever I need rest. The touch of a loved one is embodied and expanded through biosymbolic movement of a strong embrace. What does all of this mean? We've been through several lessons together now, and we're starting to understand that nourishment is more than just eating well. Nourishment goes far beyond and far deeper than just the physical self. We can start to explore how our emotional self is nourished through letting go, through expression, and sometimes how it's not nourished by suppressing or repressing what we feel. Our soul body, our spirit body, who we are deep down inside, how do we nourish that side of ourself? What is the meaning of the work that we do? What is the purpose of the path and the life journey that you're on? Far beyond the external things that the world shows you and tells you to do to nourish yourself, let's think back to these archetypal wounds and their healing antidotes. In order to nourish your whole mind-body, to trigger the code within yourself of healing so that you can thrive, move beyond just survival, we step back into honor, loyalty, and commitment. Through this journey so far, how easy or how difficult has it been for you to step into self-honor? How easy or how difficult has it been for you to practice loyalty to self? How easy or how difficult has it been for you to stick with those self-caring commitments? Or commitment to you. Again, in this busy life, when we are here to help others, these are the most important antidotes to sit back, take a moment, just one breath, and give these gifts to ourselves. We can't give them to others unless we're truly nourished ourselves. So back to the cabin in the woods. If only for one moment you can close your eyes, if only for one breath you can go within for reprieve, you have the opportunity to let the body nourish itself. You can continue to explore this journey of external nourishment as well. What kind of news do you bring into the body and the mind and the spirit? What kind of information comes in on your quest to learn more? How do you know that that honors you? How do you know that it's aligned with your true values and self-beliefs? Nourishment then also means that we slow down just enough to be a good questioner, to critically discern what aligns with me. What feeds my soul? What makes me feel light and alive? We might wrestle with information that is shared with us, which brings me to another point. In this program, being able to maintain mentally, maintain physically, maintain spiritually, emotionally, that's great. In this maintenance process, we have the opportunity then to get to know ourselves better. We can go into self-exploration and start to ask these critical questions. Is what I'm learning for me? The last 15 lessons, are they for you? Have they worked? If so, why? What changes have you seen? If not, is there something you're resisting? Or perhaps it doesn't align with you, and that's fine. This is the beauty of self-exploration and the beauty of exploring multiple methods of growth, multiple pathways of personal development. Ultimately, again, coming back to these antidotes, sticking to your guns, believing and knowing that when your intuition signals a yes or a no, when your body signals slow down, speed up, rest, go eat, the feelings that we're getting are all messages. So the ability, again, to take just a moment out of each day to be nourished in all of these different aspects of yourself, who you are and who you're becoming, becomes this strong embrace. We can embody biosymbolically this movement that sends us forward in life, this movement that uplifts us. It's beyond motivation to do something because we might get something back in return, and instead it becomes inspiration. We begin to live and serve simply out of gratitude. We begin to nourish others because we have taken the time to nourish ourselves first. So as part of today's reflection, here are some questions to ponder. Number one, most of the time, do you feel energized or exhausted? Number two, what is it that depletes your energy? Maybe it's one thing. Maybe it's a list of 90. Number three, what refuels your energy? Number four, how would you describe the pattern of your self-care in order to stay nourished and refreshed? You might even make a list of all the different kinds of self-care you have tried, all the self-care that you do currently, and the self-care that you'd like to practice in the future. Finishing with the question of what do you want more of and how will you make it happen? Taking nourishment to different levels in your mind, body. What is it that will take you to the next level of healing, of well-being, and closer to that state where you can thrive? Be well, my friend.